The Ego and the Soul, a map for humanity's ultimate survival. Acknowledgements. With heartfelt thanks to all of my early mentors for instilling in me faith in my ability to write. And to all of my muses for instilling in me faith in my ability to receive their wisdom and accurately scribe it. Introduction. What I want to be writing is a book about how humanity awakens its intelligence to recognize its co-creative capacity, and how with this it chooses to let fear dissolve into nothingness, whilst it opens its gates to what it has only ever dreamed of: love and joy, safety and community, sharing and exuberance, and recognition that we all, at our core, want the same things: trust, fulfillment of our true potential, outlets to share our unique and valuable gifts, and safety to experience the sheer joy of play, no matter what our age is. This may sound like utopia, and yet it is the brink upon which we now stand. The book I could be writing is about humanity standing on the precipice of its demise. I do not want to write that book. And yet, as becomes more and more evident by the day, we have passed the collective signpost by which we can live in isolation. More and more, humanity's path is one of interconnectedness. To truly affect any sort of change, we are being called and required to cooperate. Like molecular structures, we must begin to discover the potency of synergy to gather enough internal energy to overcome what is already in degenerative motion. The challenges and dire crises humanity currently faces, economic and ecological systems collapsing, and the chronic perpetuation of war, to name a few, are all a result of the unintegrated ego, the ego that identifies itself with its undigested past experiences, rather than with its pure potentiality, the ego that loses faith, the ego that avoids responsibility for what it fears it cannot handle, the ego that exercises its free will option in misalignment with God, the ego that loses power, energy, as it veers further and further away from the divine. This is our collective historical malaise. This is the hub, the central bubbling point out of which all manifestations of suffering arise. We will attend to each of these aching misperceptions of the wandering ego, the ego that believes, self-condemns itself as separate from God. In the course of this book, we will lovingly and respectfully invite your ego to remember its true self, maturing once and for all into its full, radiant glory. It is only as we regain respect for anything and everything, internal and external, that we bring an end to suffering. Thus, this is not a book about ego bashing, for disrespecting and misunderstanding the ego merely perpetuates our pain. This is a book about honoring the ego, illuminating its true purpose, how it verily has served us up to this point in time, albeit in limited expressions of its capacity, and how we must allow and encourage it now to shift. For there is a new role inviting our ego. If we can make this shift, we will live to know the true splendor of our next era in cosmic civilization. If we fail to make this shift, we will drown into historical hearsay, as many great civilizations have done before us. This book is nothing short of a turning point. Does humanity live, or does humanity die? What do we need to have in hand to successfully make this choice? Who has the power to make this choice? And how do we employ it? With The Ego and the Soul, a map for humanity's ultimate survival, you now hold in your possession a route via which you can navigate your ego to effect both an individual and a collective polar shift in consciousness, a complete shift in how we orient ourselves in this world, and thus a magnificent awakening of who we perceive ourselves to be. The term polar shift is most commonly used in relation to ancient prophecies as well as scientific hypotheses anticipating a geomagnetic reversal of the Earth's north and south poles. Here, Polar shift refers to the role reversal of ego and soul, as if ego has been temporarily playing the Western Hemispheric north and soul its south. This role reversal is merely a transitional step en route to ego becoming soul's co-pilot. Even this is a transitional step towards complete reunification of these two essential aspects. Quite literally, it is the ultimate re-emergence of these two poles into one. Ego and soul are fundamental elements of everything we experience. Ego becoming soul's co-pilot is the horizontaling of hierarchy at its very root, laying all constituents parallel to the horizon, such that each is recognized as having equally valuable contribution and thus worth. It is the sacred marriage wherein duality becomes unity. Within the map presented in these pages, my aspiration is to inspire widespread creativity and bold and bright experimentation in and beyond it. Like turning a massive shift, this polar shift, made possible through our understanding and our willingness to change, will emerge chunk by chunk, aha by aha. Through the sequential stages of this book, you will ideally realize far more fully your own proficiencies and ignite your passion to help turn the tide of human history for the common good. This, ultimately, will reestablish our collective well-being, the beginning of an entirely new trajectory in human civilization. We are now in the greatest peril and the greatest opportunity experienced by humanity since the dawn of our current civilization. More than the fall of Atlantis, Lemuria, or the Roman Empire, more than the extinction of our most immediate predecessors, the Neanderthals, more than the magnitude of unstoppable power of the most recent Ice Age, we stand to rise or fall with ecological, economic, spiritual, and interpersonal challenges, invitations, opportunities we now face. Perhaps the most compelling distinction of our times is this: we have the capacity to be fully conscious of our own awakening. This may be completely unprecedented since the dawn of humankind. This, in itself, is monumental. Through our rapidly expanding consciousness, we can behold a much more intricate and subtly precise picture. Through this vision, this looking glass, we can recognize with exquisite clarity the implications of both our actions and our inactions. And from this expanded vantage, we can now choose. The power to intentionally, maturely affect our own rise or fall may never before have been laid so definitively in our own hands. Awakening the wisdom to apply this power is what the ego and the soul presents.